Good morning.
大家早上好。
When I think about family, and we talk about having a balance in our family life.
当我们谈到想到家庭的时候，常常会想到一个家庭应当有平衡的生活。
But when I think about family, it's not so much like a scale where you have something that you weigh and you have two weights.
我们谈到家庭生活的时候，不要把它想象成好像是一个体重计，可以称你有多重。
I think family more as a round plate.
我觉得家庭更像一个圆盘。
All right. So when you take care of yourself, I borrowed these from my kids. There's a little thing. You take care of yourself. It's easy to balance your own life. You know, you only have you to take care of.
这个玩具是我跟小孩借的。如果这个家庭里边只有我一个人，很容易找到平衡。
But then when you get married, there's two people. You have to balance. All right, you got to figure out how to do life. Who's going to cook? Who's going to take care of the who's going to take care of utilities?
但是家里如果有两个人，你就要重新找到平衡。比方说，谁来煮饭，谁来。
Utilities pay the bills.
谁来这个付账单
？Yeah, and in fact, you know, I find it very interesting that more and more couples where the men are the cooks in the house.
但是我发现现在一件很有趣的事情，就是家里做饭的人越来越多的是先生。
I guess maybe because the men are very particular of the taste of their food.
我想可能是因为男生对于食物的那个味道更加敏感。
So let's say I'm in charge. I'm in charge of the food here.
所以我在家里就是管食物的。
Yeah, like me, I'm low maintenance when it comes to food. I have this translation will not go quite. I have what's called a seafood diet. I see it, I eat it.
他说这个 seafood 有两个意思，一个就是海鲜食物，一个就是我只要看到的都是食物，所以对我来讲，我只要看到的我就吃。
Okay, so first is marriage.
首先是有婚姻。
And then there comes kids.
Okay,
then the balance is off again, and you have to readjust so that you have balance in your family.
然后小孩子来了，这时候我们就需要重新调整，让家庭重新达到一个平衡状态。
And then there's more kids, and then you got to rebalance.
更多的小孩又要重新平衡。
And then the kids become teenagers, and you got to rebalance again.
然后小孩长大了，成为青少年，你又需要重新调整，获得。
And then the kids go off to college, and you have an empty nest, and you got to rebalance again.
然后小孩去上大学了，家里成为了空巢，所以我们要调整，找到平衡。
And then there's in-laws that come and live with you, and you got to rebalance again.
接下来你的配偶的父母搬过来跟你们住在一起，所以你又要重新调整。
So you see, family life is a constant. It's constantly changing. It's a constant dynamic of balancing, help and balancing with each other.
所以大家可以看到，家庭生活其实一直处在动态的调整、取得平衡当中。
And I believe that Colossians 3:18-21 gives us principles that apply to all those stages of life.
我相信在哥罗西书第三章18-21节所讲解的经文，能够教导我们怎么样在家庭生活中取得平衡。
So let's read this. Sorry, the print is kind of small, but let's read this in Chinese.
好，我们一起来读这段经文啊，中文一起读。妻子的当顺服自己的丈夫，这在主里面是相宜的。你们做丈夫的要爱你们的妻子，不可苦待他们。你们做儿女的要凡事听从父母，因为这是主所喜悦的。你们做父亲的不要惹儿女的气，恐怕他们失了志气。
When I was given the choice of which passage to preach, I chose this one. It's four verses. This is simple.I don't have much time. We should be able to do this easy.
所以当我有两段经文让我选择的时候，我选择这段经文。我看它只有四节，应当很简单，很容易就能讲完。
But as I began to study, I found that there is cross references to Ephesians chapter 5.
但是当我开始预备的时候，我发现这段经文和以弗所书第五章是相呼应的。
And it has a very similar format. Paul's talking to the wives, then the husbands.Then the children and to the fathers again.
然后他们的结构也非常相似。在以弗所书，保罗他是先对妻子讲话，然后对丈夫讲话，然后是孩子，然后是父亲的角色。
So I'm going to be covering both Colossians and Ephesians together because I think they help each other in our understanding of the family.
因此今天讲到我会把哥罗西书和以弗所书放在一起来讲，因为我觉得他们是相辅相成的。
So let's get some historical context. Colossians and Ephesians were written from Rome in 60 to 64 AD.
我们先来谈一下这两卷经书的历史背景，他们的写作时间大约是主后60到65年。
So this was after Paul's missionary journeys and he is in Rome under house arrest.
当时保罗已经完成他的宣教旅程，他被软禁在罗马。
So we look at Colossians, if you read it as a whole, you will find that it's a very positive tone. Paul is very encouraging to the believers in Colossae.
当你们阅读哥罗西书的时候，你会发现保罗在那封信里边，他的语调是非常乐观的，他鼓励当地的信徒。
But he wants to remind them that Christ is their true head and to not let the wisdom of the world come into their thinking.
但是保罗提醒当地的信徒说，你们真正的主是耶稣基督，所以不要让这世俗的学问来控制了你们。
Ephesians on the other hand talks about the unity of the church, that if you're a believer, we have unity within the church, one faith, one baptism, one church.
而在以弗所书里边，保罗所强调的是教会的合一，所以我们在基督里边有一信一喜一主。
But in our unity, we also have diversity. God has given us many gifts.Of how to serve in the church, and in that way we have unity also.
但是在这个合一里边又有差异性，神给了我每个人不同的恩赐，我们用不同的恩赐来服侍，来合一。
I actually don't know which we don't know which book came first, but I have a feeling that Colossians came first because he had only 4 verses, but in Ephesians he has a lot more to say about the family. So let's read Ephesians.
我不能确定这两本经书哪一本是先写成的，我自己感觉呢应该是哥罗西书先写成，因为它的经文比较短。那我们现在先来读以弗所书。你们做妻子的当顺服自己的丈夫，如同顺服主，因为丈夫是妻子的头，如同基督是教会的头，他又是教会全体的救主。教会怎样顺服基督，妻子也要怎样凡事顺服丈夫。你们做丈夫的要爱你们的妻子，正如基督爱教会，为教会舍己。要用永借着把教会洗净，成为圣洁，可以献给自己，做个荣耀的教会，毫无玷污、皱纹等类的问，而是圣洁没有瑕疵的。丈夫也当照样爱妻子，如同爱自己的身子，爱妻子便是爱自己了。从来没有人恨恶自己的身子，总是保养顾惜，正像基督待教会一样，因我们是他身上的肢体。为这个缘故，人要离开父母，与妻子联合，二人成为一体。这是极大的奥秘，但我是指着基督和教会说的。然而你们个人都当爱妻子，如同爱自己一样，妻子也当敬重她的丈夫。你们做儿女的要在主里听从父母，这是理所当然的。要孝敬父母，使你得福，在世长寿，这是第一条带应许的诫命。你们做父亲的不要惹儿女的气，只要照着主的教训和警戒教对他们。
All right, let's make a few observations here.
我们这里看到几个要点。
Who are the three groups of people addressed in these passages?
在这段经文里边谈到了三群人，是哪三群人？
The men, women,
做丈夫的
and children.
做丈夫的，做妻子的，做儿女的。
Yeah, and then what are the different roles?
他们的角色有什么不同？
Husbands, wives, children, parents, fathers. All right, 4 different roles.
有四个不同的角色啊，丈夫、妻子、儿女、父亲。
Look a little. How many verses are devoted to each group? So for the women, how many verses are devoted to the women?
那每一种
for both passages.
每一种角色一共有多少节经文描述他们呢？我们首先来看描写女人的经文有多少节。
And we have a guess.One, two, three, four.
是一共有几节经文写到女人
？Four verses. I counted four. Okay. How many are devoted to the men?
写男人的经文有多少节
a lot more. I counted 11 verses.
多得很多，一共有十一节。
Okay, how many for the children?
写儿女的经文呢？
I counted four.
啊，
four verses. All right. So, making that observation, who is Paul really? Who is Paul holding more responsible? Who is Paul really talking to the most?
所以根据我们刚才所观察到的结果，大家觉得在这段经文里边，保罗重点要对谁讲话？谁更负有责任
？The husbands and the fathers. He has a lot to say to them.
是做丈夫的，做父亲的。
So he's holding them accountable for a lot more.
保罗认为做父亲的和做丈夫的应当负更多的责任。
So, all right, let's dive into it. Before we do, let's pray.
好，我们先来祷告。
Father, thank you for this opportunity for us to be here, to open your word, to understand your picture for the family.
主啊，谢谢你将我们召聚在这里，在我面前敞开你自己的话语，教导我们关于家庭的真理。
And Father, where I am in error, I pray that you would frustrate those words.
主啊，我知道我自己看的有偏狭的地方，也愿你自己的灵啊，让这些话语能够活过来。
But Lord, where there is truth spoken here, Lord, that your spirit will make it even clearer.
主啊，这里边有真理，愿你的灵让这个真理显示得更加清晰。
In your son's name we pray, amen.
啊，愿啊，奉你儿子的名祷告。
All right, so let's start with the wives, Colossians 3:18.
所以我们先来看妻子的角色，在哥罗西书三章十八节。
Let's read both the Colossians and Ephesians together.
好，我们把哥罗西书和以弗所书放在一起来读哈。你们做妻子的，当顺服自己的丈夫，这在主里面是相宜的。你们做妻子的，当顺服自己的丈夫，如同顺服主。
Now in our culture, of gender roles and gender identity, the trigger word here is submit.
啊，在我们根据我们的文化特点。当我们谈到这个性别角色的时候，这边这个词有一个词是非常的棘手，这个词就是顺服。
It causes a lot of angst, like, what is it? I need to submit to my husband.
这因为这个词引起很多人就在疑问说，难道我要顺服自己的丈夫吗
？Do you know what kind of person he is?
你知道我丈夫是个什么样的人吗
？Okay, well, let's back up a little bit. Let's talk about what does submission mean.
那我们先不讨论刚才的问题，我们先来讨论顺服是什么意思。
So let's back up. If you go back to Ephesians 5:21, just before the passage about the wives submit to husbands, what does that verse say?
所以在保罗谈论丈夫和妻子角色之前，在五章二十一节，我们看他在说什么。
Paul says, submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. He's talking to the whole church. Submit to one another.
他说你们要彼此顺服。
So we are all to submit to one another. And our submission is ultimately to Christ.
他说我们彼此之间都要顺服，那我们最终顺服的对象是耶稣基督。
And if you look at the words, and if you see with the passage where it says submit, you will find that it is command to the individual to put themselves under somebody's authority.
所以，如果我们把圣经当中关于顺服的经文找出来，我们会发现这个词的基本意思就是说，我们要有一个行动，将自己顺服在某个人的权柄之下。
In other words, it's a choice of the individual to submit themselves.
也就是说，我们让自己顺服在某个人权柄之下，这是一个选择。
It is never told to the leaders, make your people submit.
圣经里从来没有教导说，你们做领袖的，叫你们的百姓来顺服你。
It's a choice that we make ourselves as we also make Christ Lord of our lives.
所以我们每一个人都要做出顺服的选择，就好像我们自己选择顺服基督一样。
And I think the Trinity exemplifies this submission.
我想顺服一个最好的例子就是三位一体。
If you look at the Trinity, we understand that the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, they are co-equal, they are co-existent.
我们看到圣父、圣子、圣灵，他们有平等的存在，他们有同样的地位。
But in the picture of the Trinity, we also see submission.
但是在这个三位一体的图画当中，我们也看到顺服。
So I want to present a different picture, a little different picture.
所以我们看一看这个图片，如果稍微有所不同，会是什么样子呢
？You see, the son submits to the father.
如果这个儿子顺服，圣子顺服圣父。
Jesus said, I do whatever the Father tells me to do. I don't do anything on my own. I do what the Father tells me to do. So he is submitting to the will of the Father.
所以耶稣说，凡父所吩咐我的，我就去做。我所做的没有一样是出于我自己。
The Holy Spirit also submits to the Son. Whatever the Bible teaches us that whatever the Holy Spirit teaches is he's teaching Jesus' words to us, not teaching outside of what Jesus has taught.
圣灵也顺服圣子，圣灵所教导的一切都是从圣子那里来。
So in the picture of the Trinity, even though three persons are equal, they are submitting to each other.
所以在三位一体的图画当中，我们看到虽然他们是彼此平等，但他们也彼此顺服。
There's a hierarchy of submission.
当然，在顺服当中有一个上下次序。
So.All right, so let's get to wives submit to your husband.
所以我们现在来谈一下为什么要顺服丈夫。
All right, submission is a wife giving respect towards her husband, respecting his role, his responsibility as leader of the family.
妻子顺服丈夫意味着妻子尊重丈夫在家庭中的责任和角色。
It's a mirror, it's a picture of Christ in the church.
这个就像比喻基督与我们教会之间的关系。
So, you know, for a wife to say, Christ is my Lord, she also has to understand, in saying Christ is my Lord, she also has to follow what it means to be submissive to the Lord, because that's part of what a Christian wife is to be.
所以当一个太太说我顺服耶稣基督的时候，她应当知道她同样的要顺服她的丈夫。这就是基督生命的意义。
Alright, so maybe a better way to understand is to understand what biblical submission does not mean.
也许一个更好另外一个解释的角度就是来看在圣经里边不顺服是什么意思。
And I got this from John Piper, Desiring God. He's a famous preacher.
下面这段话呢是一个有名的牧师 John Piper 他所讲的。
And he says, biblical submission does not mean you have to agree with your husband on everything.
他说顺服丈夫并不意味着你在每件事情上都要同意你丈夫。
In fact, I'm sure there's a lot of disagreements with you know, what your husband thinks.
Yeah, 事实上我相信夫妻之间有很多事情是意见不一致。
And I probably sometimes it's like after the husband makes a decision, the wife will say,I told you so. I told you.
其实有的时候，当这个先生做了决定之后，这个太太会跟他说：“我早都跟你说过了，不是吗？”
But at the same time, I would say, you know, you can say that, but do it respectfully. Do it with respect.
当然你做妻子可以这样说，但是你说的时候我们还是要记得也要尊重丈夫。
Biblical submission does not mean you have to leave your brain at the wedding altar. In other words, that your husband doesn't think for you. Some people think your husband is doing all the thinking for you anymore. No, you have input into the family.
所以顺服也不意味着在你结婚的那天你就把你所有的思想智慧都留在那个祭坛上并不意味着家里边只有先生才能够想事情。
And it does not mean you have no influence in the family. In fact, you have a lot of influence.
顺服也不意味着妻子在家庭里面就没有任何影响了。相反，其实妻子有很多影响。
Submission does not mean you just be passive and let your husband make all the decisions. In fact, I think a good husband would want the input from his wife.
顺服也不意味着妻子在家里边只是被动的让先生做一切的事情和决定。其实相反，先生很期待太太能够一起来参与。
And submission does not mean you're inferior to your husband too. He is not superior to you. Remember, the picture of the, he's not superior to you.
那顺服也不意味着妻子就比丈夫要低人一等，或者说丈夫要高人一等。
And so I'll go back to the picture of the Trinity.
所以我们回到三位一体这幅画。
Remember, Trinity co-equal, co-existent, but yet there's submission within that hierarchy.
记得我们刚才谈到三位一体之间，他们彼此平等啊，平等的存在，但是他们彼此之间有顺服。
So I think also in the family, Christ, where the husband is ahead, the wife is submissive to the father, to the husband, who is also submissive to God.
所以在家庭里边，丈夫是头，妻子要顺服丈夫，但与此同时，丈夫也要顺服基督。
Now, but as the church submits to Christ, so also wives should submit to their husbands in everything.
教会怎样顺服基督，妻子也要怎样凡事顺服丈夫。
Everything?
啊，真的吗？每件事都要顺服吗？
That kind of like, wait a minute, are you sure? Are you sure that's the right translation in everything?
啊，你能肯定这个翻译对的吗？我们真的是每件事都要顺服丈夫吗？
I think there are a couple key operating words.
我先这里其实有几个关键词。
I think Colossians 3:18 says, "As fitting in the Lord."
哥罗西书三章十八说，在主里边合宜。
And Ephesians says, "As the church submits to Christ." There's a picture of Christ and being in the Lord that I think is a key word.
那以弗所书提到说，就像教会顺服基督，所以我想这里有一个关键词。
So it's not submitting. So if your husband asks you to commit a crime, no, I don't, or do something morally wrong, I think that's not everything in the Lord.
所以如果说假设先生让你做的事情是犯法的，或者是有违道德的，我不觉得那件事情是在主里合宜的。
So ultimately, Christ is your Lord first.
所以最终耶稣才是我们居首位的主。
And if your husband is asking you to do something wrong, he has taken himself out of the hierarchy or chain of command.
所以如果丈夫叫妻子做的事情是错的，那么丈夫这样做的时候，他已经把自己移出了那个关系。
In fact, I think if we look at Acts 5:29, where the apostles were asked by the religious leaders, "You are not to preach Jesus anymore."
实际上我们在使徒行传都看到保罗对那些宗教师说，你们不要再讲任何神的道了。
But Peter replied, "We must obey God rather than men."
刚才讲错，是那些法利赛人叫这些门徒不要再讲神的道，但是彼得回应说，我们顺服神而不顺服人，这是应当的。
Okay, all right, let's go to the husbands. Husbands, go ahead and let's read the two verses.
好，我们现在来读关于丈夫角色的两节经文啊。你们做丈夫的要爱你们的妻子，不可苦待他们。你们做丈夫的要爱你们的妻子，正如基督爱教会，为教会舍己。
Okay, so Paul says, love your wives, not being harsh to them.
所以保罗说要爱你们的妻子，不要苦待他们。
Okay, when we think about authority of the husband, or we think about somebody who'sIn control and domineering. This is not what Paul's talking about.
当我们想到领袖的时候，我们常常会想到这种掌控啊、权柄，但这个并不是保罗所讲的意思。
In fact, when we look at the word harsh, there's another interpretation for the word harsh is to cause your wife to become bitter or embittered.
所以当我们讲到苦待的时候，这个词可以有另外一种解释和翻译，它就是说让你的太太变得越来越苦毒。
And in fact, you know, if you look at somebody who's bitter, they're pretty. In English, we have a term called they're getting ugly.
所以，如果你看到一个人苦读的时候，英文里边有另外一个表达法，说这个人看起来很丑。
So if you're making your wife bitter, you're making her ugly.
所以，如果你让你的太太心里充满苦读，你就是让她看起来不美了。
That is not the way you love your wife.
但这个不是爱太太的方式。
To love your wife is to follow Christ's example of what he did for the church.
爱太太就意味着我们要效法基督的榜样，像他爱教会那样来爱太太。
So what did Christ do for the church? He sacrificed himself for the church.
基督为教会做了什么呢？基督为教会献上了他自己的生命。
He gave himself up to make her clean.
基督献上自己，让教会得洁净。
To make her beautiful.
让这个教会成为一个美好。
So, husbands, questions for you.
所以做丈夫的，这是给你们的问题。
How are you encouraging your wife?
你平常是怎么鼓励你的太太的？
How are you helping her blossom, make her beautiful, encourage her gifts, encourage her talents?
你是怎么样让你鼓励你的太太生命得到绽放，能够鼓励她发挥自己的恩赐和才能？
Oh, sorry. But Paul says, men, take care of yourselves just like you take care of your wife just like you take care of yourselves.
保罗又说，你们啊，做丈夫的，你们如何爱惜自己，也要同样的爱惜你的太太。
Love like you love your wife like you love yourself.
你怎样爱自己，就要怎样爱你的太太。
Now, I think for men, we like to, well, at least for me, I'll speak for myself. I like sports. I like to stay healthy. Especially since I'm a little bit older and my kids are young, I need to stay healthy for them. So I like to stay active.
啊，所以来我们来谈谈男人的事啊。我以自己为例，那我希望我很喜欢体育，我希望自己身体健康，特别是啊我的孩子们都还小，所以我希望自己能够保持一个健康的身体。
So actually, I have an illustration. Let me back up a little bit. When I was a newlywed.
啊，我刚刚结婚的时候。
Well, actually, before I was married.
事实上，结婚之前。
You know, my schedule was I get off work. Oh, if I need to go Walmart, fine. Best Buy, or go home. And dinner time for me was whenever I got home.
啊，在我结婚之前，我下班了，我可能去 Walmart, 去 Best Buy, 或者是如果要买东西好吃饭。时间意味着就是我回家的时间才是吃饭的时间。
It could be 6 o'clock, it could be 10 o'clock.
所以可以是6点吃饭，也可以是10点吃饭。
All right, then I got married.
然后我就结婚了。
And I made the mistake of following the same pattern.
但是我就犯错了，我还是按照以前的老生活习惯。
So one day I got home, and Anita was really, she was very upset.
所以等到我回家的时候 ，Anita 真的很生气。
She said, "I had dinner ready at 6 o'clock."Yeah, but at that time we didn't have cell phones, so she was waiting the whole time for me to get home.
所以那个时候还没有手机嘛，所以我回家 ，Anita 就会说，我六点就已经把饭准备好了。
And I, you know, what I'm learning is that, you know, even though Paul talks about submission is just as much a part of loving your wife.
所以当我回想到这些事情的时候，我觉得我学到功课是，保罗是在讲顺服，那其实顺服就是爱的一部分。
Because if I want to respect my wife and you know what she's doing for me, I need to submit to her time schedule also.
所以如果我真的是尊重我太太为我所做的一切，那么我就应该相应的留出时间给她。
And it's actually a very mutual thing to submit to each other.
所以这个顺服真的是应当彼此顺服。
Like I said, I like sports, right? If I had my way, in my younger days, I would, on Mondays, I'd play in the softball league. Tuesdays, I'd go to the soccer league. Wednesdays, frisbee league. Thursdays, maybe kickball or flag football.
所以如果我就按照我的以前单身时候的习惯，我的作息时间大概是这样：星期一去打垒球，星期二打那个夺提式垒球，星期三去玩那个飞碟，星期四再去玩 kickball。
And then Friday nights, of course, being a good Christian worker, I'd be here for youth group.
Excuse me.
I'll be here for youth group to serve Friday nights.
哦，我是周五在这边来服侍青少年团契。
Okay, but if all that time Anita's at home.Busy taking care of the kids while I'm out playing, and she's taking care of the kids, washing dishes, keeping the house clean. What's that going to do for her?
所以假设我就是每个晚上都在外面，而与此同时 ，Anita 就一个人在家里照顾孩子、清整理家庭。那你觉得这对她来说意味着什么呢
？She understands my need to be in sports.
她能够理解我这个人就是需要有体育活动。
So she submits to that.
所以她顺服了。
I understand her need for me to be at home, and so I submit to that.
但是我也理解她需要我在家里，因此我也顺服。
So it's a mutual submission. Ephesians 5:29. Submit to one another.
啊，以弗所书5:29说你们要彼此顺服。
Okay, it's interesting. Also, as we go down to verse 5:33, Paul talks about husbands. All right, let's go and read that together.
我们先来读一下以弗所书5:33啊。然而，你们个人都当爱妻子， 如同爱自己，妻子也当敬重她的丈夫。
And I think both husband and wives want love and respect.
所以我想，不论是妻子还是太太，都同样的需要爱，需要尊重。
In fact, I think it's my probably both sides. It might be both sides of the same coin, but they have different meanings.
当然，这个对妻子和丈夫讲上，它的意思可能不太一样。
Husbands want to know that they are loved.
丈夫需要知道他们是被妻子爱的。
And husbands want to know that they are respected.
丈夫需要知道他们的妻子尊重他们。
Let me see if I can illustrate it this way.
我来看能不能跟大家解释一下。
All right, so if you have a group of women together and they're sharing and they're telling each other stories, they're talking, you will see that they're expressing love towards the, oh, that's such a, oh, I love you. You are, you know, very little will you hear women, I think very little you'll hear women say, I respect you for that. No, I love you.
所以大家，我们可以举个例子，比方说，如果有一群姐妹在一起讲话，你会听到她们彼此之间哈这种爱的关系表达说，哦，我爱你。但是你很少会听到姐妹说，我尊重你。
But then if you have a bunch of men together,
但是
we're looking for respect from each other.
但是如果是一群男人在一起，他们要找到的东西就是彼此尊重。
I mean, you know, if we're on the ball field and somebody scores an awesome goal, they don't say.I mean, you just don't say, oh man, I love you. That was a great goal. I love you. No, they want to be respected for their skill.
所以比方说在球场上如果有人进球得分了他们希望听到的不是说啊我爱你他们希望听到的是哇你好棒啊你的球打得真好。
Okay, so this is what, you know, a picture of marriage, family, and balance. But, you know, the reality is,There is out of balance, you know. We have families that are out of balance. So what do we do?
但是我们刚才讲的是一个理想的平衡的画面，但是现实生活是我们有的家庭啊失衡了。所以这种情况下，我们怎么办
？I mean, there might be some of you who just want to give up, like I can't do it anymore.
所以我们中间有些人可能会想，哎，我就放弃算了，我没有，我再也做不了什么了。
Well, you know, let me put a side note is, you know, I'm glad there's a marriage conference coming up, and I'm glad to hear that we have three or four couples going.
我这里跟大家补充一个信息哈，最近会有一个关于婚姻的特会召开，我们教会有三四对夫妇准备前去参加。
And I highly recommend it.
我非常非常推荐这个特会。
Anita and I have gone two times. Once when we, a year after we got married.And then recently, about two years ago.
Anita 和我去过两次。第一次是我们结婚一年之后，第二次是两年之前。
And going to the conference doesn't mean that your marriage is in trouble, but it means that you desire more for your marriage.
去参加这种婚姻特会，并不就是意味着你的婚姻出问题了，而是你们渴望能够把你们的婚姻建立得更好。
But at the same time, I've been to conferences and I've heard of couples that have gone.As their last resort, they say, "We're going. This is do or die. We're coming here, and we don't know. You know, after this conference, it's either we're going to work together, or it's done."
但是我也听过有的夫妻就把这个婚姻特会当做一根最后的救命稻草，说我们去，这个婚姻要么死，要么活。
But if you desire more for your marriage, I highly recommend it.
但是如果你渴望你的婚姻能够延续，我就极力推荐你去参加这样的婚姻特会。
In fact, I would recommend it at every different stage of your life because things keep changing and you know, going to the two times that we went, it allowed us to sit down and talk to each other because during the you know, we're just busy. It's too busy to try to actually sit down and talk and talk things through.
其实在婚姻的不同阶段我们都需要这样的参加这样的特会因为我们就是太忙了根本没有时间坐下来谈话但是参加这样的特会给我们机会坐下来彼此沟通。
So the truth is, marriage is inherently difficult.
所以我们所面对的事实真相是婚姻本身就是充满了苦。
You bring two very different people together.
是两个完全不同的人要拉在一起。
People are different. Some people are high maintenance, some people are low maintenance.
有些人对生活的品质要求很高，有些人的要求比较低。
And even in those combinations, there's still difficulties.
啊，所以结合在一起的是，尽管结合在一起，还是有困难。
I mean, you know, so like, you know, you would think like low maintenance people are probably easier to live with.
也许你会觉得对生活要求不高的人可能比较容易相处吧。
But then, you know, two low maintenance people together, they probably don't do anything. They're just like, oh yeah, whatever.
可是你知道吗？如果两个人都是对生活要求不高的人，最后的结果就是什么也不做啊，就这样吧。
So, maybe nothing gets fixed. Okay.
所以家里什么东西坏了都不要修，那就这样吧。
Or you have two high maintenance people.
或者是两个都对生活品质要求很高。
They need their affirmation and they have their passions and.
所以他们就一直需要得到肯定。
They have their conflicts.
结果就发生冲突。
So you know, marriage is difficult.
所以婚姻真的是很难。
And if you're in a difficult marriage, I don't know how to speak for you, but I found some resources that maybe could help you in getting perspective on how to deal with your marriage.
所以如果你的婚姻正经历困难啊，我也很难知道要对你说什么，但是我给你推荐一些资料。
So I got this from these two Christian psychologists. Their book titled "Thriving Despite a Difficult Marriage."
所以这里有一本书，就是尽管婚姻困难，我们仍然要竭力生存。
Okay, for shortness of time, I'm going to try to go through these quickly. First, you have to have hope.
所以首先我们要心存盼望。
If you don't have hope, without hope, what do you have left?
如果你连盼望都没有了，那你还有什么剩下呢？
If your heart is empty of hope.What comes in, what's left is bitterness, darkness, unforgiveness.
如果你的心灵空了，没有盼望在中间，那么什么能够进来？进来就是苦毒，是黑暗。
Then your marriage is a miserable existence.
然后你的婚姻就成为一个痛苦的存在。
But you know, you can say, "Well, okay, well, I'm going to forget him. I'm going to thrive. I'm going to make my life good."Okay, so you do your own thing, but that's not quite it either. It's not about self-fulfillment and just forgetting about your spouse, because that in itself is kind of selfishness too.
那有的人说，好吧，我原谅他，然后我自己去求生存，我实现自己的生活价值。但是这个不是圣经的教导，这个是一种自私的选择。
I mean, I think it's good. Yeah, I'm gonna move on. I'm gonna live my life.I'm going to fulfill myself. I'm not going to let him or her drag me down.
啊，有的人说啊，我就离开他吧，我就自己去求生，我不要让这个人把我拖下水。
But I think the important thing is developing wisdom. In other words, a change of your heart, a change of thinking.
啊，真正的要点是我们要获得新的智慧，要改变我们自己的心思意念。
And these are a little harder concepts. First one is marriage is partnering with God.
这些概念有些困难啊。第一点我想讲的是，婚姻是意味着与神同工。
It's not just you and your spouse. It's partnering with God.
呀，不仅仅是你和你的配偶，婚姻里边还有神。
In other words, you have to acknowledge that God loves you, God loves your spouse, God is with you in the pain, and He will help you through the journey.
这就意味着神爱你，神也爱你的配偶。你在痛苦中，神啊与你同在，他也将帮助你从里面走出来。
Being able to thrive cannot happen unless God is in it.
呀，除非我们中间有神，否则我们不可能再求生。
Second thing is marriage is bigger than your happiness, bigger than your own needs.
所以，相对于你自己的需要和你自己的幸福感，婚姻是更重要的。
The authors say that if your spouse is yoursource of meaningfulness or meaningful existence, that's called idolatry.
有人说，如果你的婚姻的意义是从你的配偶身上取得，那其实这已经变成了偶像崇拜。
But this is the harder concept to accept because, you know, when we talk about marriage, we think only about ourselves, our happiness, our, you know, our family. But marriage is actually a picture of a spiritual concept.
那刚才我们讲到这个，大家可能会觉得难啊。但是婚姻不仅仅是包括讲到你自己啊、你的快乐啊、你的家庭啊，婚姻其实是一个属灵生命的一个图画。
It's a picture of the relationship between Christ and the church.
这个图画其实表征了基督和教会之间的关系。
Because whenever God speaks about marriage in the Bible, you don't see the word happiness.
在圣经当中每次神谈到婚姻的时候，你不会找到快乐这个词。
You see the word submission.
你会发现的词语是
love,
服爱
sacrifice,
牺牲
commitment,
还有委身。
So marriage is not necessarily about your happiness. Yes, we hope we have to have happy to be happy and blessed, but that's not the main thing.
当然，我们希望自己在婚姻中间啊有快乐有幸福，但是这不是婚姻的主要部分。
Marriage requires honesty.
婚姻也需要诚实。
Being truthful about yourself, your spouse, your marriage, your weakness, your spouse's weakness.
所以我们对待自己对待自己的配偶对待自己的软弱都要诚实。
It's part of the, knowing the truth is knowing what you can't change. You can't change your spouse.
也是让我们认识到真相的一部分就是我们没有办法改变也没有办法改变自己的配偶。
But you can be responsible for changing you.
但是你可以负起一个责任那就是改变你自己。
And I think this next one is the most important one. Realize that the real battleground is not your marriage.But your heart.
所以我想接下来这一点才是最重要的。婚姻当中的战场不是你的婚姻，而是你自己的心。
You know, we sang the song earlier, 1 Corinthians 13, about love.
我们刚才有一个赞美诗歌是哥林多前书十三章的内容。
And so the battle is in your heart to establish that kind of love.
所以你心中的征战呢，就是要在婚姻当中建立那样的爱。
To fight off hate, to fight off disrespect, to fight off unforgiveness in your heart.
所以你们要抵挡仇恨，抵挡的不尊重，要抵挡这些不原谅。
Because these are the devil's attempt to corrupt you, corrupt your marriage.
因为魔鬼就在那个地方，他试图要摧毁你的婚姻。
So I hope these are will help you in the difficulties that you may be facing in your marriage.
如果你在婚姻当中面临困难，希望我们刚才所分享的对你有些帮助。
And the author say, perhaps by accepting what you can't change and grieving the loss of you may be able to free to focus on the future and what is possible.
如果我们能够接纳这个现实，就是我们没有办法改变事情，我们也为失去的忧伤。但是如果能够这样子的话，也许我们就得到自由，能够来专心。专注于过去、未来以及有可能、成就的事情。
All right, moving on to children.
好，接下来我们来讲到儿女的部分。
All right, please read those two verses together.
好，我们一起来读这两节经文。你们做儿女的要凡事听从父母，因为这是主所喜悦的。你们做儿女的要在主里听从父母，这是理所当然的。
Children, obey your parents. You know, I tried to study the Greek and see if there's any special meaning to the word obey.
所以我特意去查了希腊文，想看看顺服这个词哈有没有特别意思。
There isn't. Obey means obey.
所以没有啊，听从就是听从。
But then it says, children, obey your parents in everything.
但是经文又说，在凡事上都要听从父母。
And I was over there earlier with most, you know, where it's mostly youth, and then.Everything? Do I have to obey my parents in everything?
大家知道我都和青少年在一起的时间很多哈。如果你说到每件事都要听从，他们会提问的。
Again, I think you know, just like with the wife, there's some operating words.
但是我想这和刚才我们谈到妻子的情况一样，这个事情它是有一些关键词的。
Obey your parents in the Lord.
就是在主里。听从你的父母。
So, for example, if I say, tell my daughter, Amanda, well, let's go over to the Food Lion. I'm just going to make a ruckus, you know, just cause a disturbance and distract everybody. And while they're distracted, you grab some crackers, put it in your pocket, and get out.
好，假设我跟 Amanda 说，哎，我们现在去 Food Lion， 然后我到那以后呢，我就去把这些东西都弄坏。在我这样做的时候，你就赶快把抓到一些那个 cracker 藏起来。
No, children, no. In the Lord, meaning that not anything. If your parents ask you to do something wrong, morally wrong or criminal, that's not being in the Lord. You don't have to.
但是圣经说是在主里，所以如果父母所做的事情所吩咐的是不合神心意，甚至是违法犯罪的，那不需要听从。
But what I told them also, but Ephesians kind of gives us an added picture to that. They said, honor your parents.
那以弗所书呢讲的画面，他是说你要尊敬你的父母。
And not be disrespectful to them.
不要在父母面前显出你的不尊。
So you know, there's obeying and there's honoring.
所以既有听从也有尊重。
Yeah. I mean, some kids are, you know, they will obey, but man, yeah, okay, I'll do it.
所以有的小孩他好像是听从了你的话去做事情，可是他的态度就是，哎。
So, you know, I asked them, are you honoring your parents in the way you obey?
所以我提的问题是说，你是否对你的父母既听从又尊重
？Okay, so we have mostly parents here, so we're gonna move on. Fathers.
好，接下来我们来谈到父亲的角色。
There we go. Okay, let's read that together.
好，我们来读这两节经文。你们做父亲的，不要惹儿女的气，恐怕他们失了志气。你们做父亲的，不要惹儿女的气，只要照着主的教训和正气。
Do not exasperate. Do not aggravate your children.
所以不要惹动儿女的怒气。
You know, when I as I was doing this, I first thing I thought, you know, how am I father to my kids?
所以当我准备这个讲章的时候，我就想说，哎，我作为一个父亲的角色，我对我的女儿怎么样
？So I actually asked my girls, I said, hey, so do I exasperate you guys?
所以我事实上我真的问了我的女儿们，我说我有没有让你们动怒气呀
？And they said, you're a great father. You do fine.No, they didn't say that.
说你是个伟大的父亲，你很了不起啊！没有，没有，他没有这样讲。
No, they actually didn't say anything, so I guess I'm doing okay.
所以他们没有说其他的，所以我想我大概还可以。
Actually, when you look at the Greek, because it's a patriarchal society, when Paul says fathers, you could include mothers in it, but I'm going to speak mostly to the fathers. I think this is important.
当然在这个如果你们查希腊文，他们那如果是当时的犹太文族长社会里边，也许父亲的也包括了母亲，但是在今天讲的里边，我想我们还是就父亲的角色来看。
But mothers, you can listen too. I think this applies also.
呀，但是呢，我们也同样的要听从母亲啊，这个原则同样适应。
So how are ways that we aggravate our children? I think there's some like poor discipline methods.Are part of it.
那我们是怎么样惹动了儿女的怒气呢？我想可能有些管教方法比较糟糕。
Excessive excessive discipline like punishment does not fit the crime. You were late tonight, so for the next year, you are not going to go out.
有时候我们的管教真的过分了。比方说今天晚上你回家迟了，那今年余下来所有的时间你都不能再出去。
Or being inconsistent with your punishment. So like one day.You let something happen, but the very next day they do the same thing, and you get all mad. Like, what did I do wrong?
那第二个做的不好的就是我们的管教方法呢前后不一致啊，好像昨天这个事情做了就可以明天做那个事情啊，就是很糟糕。那小孩就不知道说我到底哪里错了。
Or not explaining why you're punishing them.
那第三个不好的方法就是你没有跟小孩子解释你为什么要管教他们。
I mean, sometimes when I get mad with my kids, I have to step back and say, okay, wait a minute, did I actually set out the expectations that I gave them, or am I just getting mad and you know, in other words, I need to be fair in my discipline of them.
有的时候呢，我真的是很对我的女儿们生气，但是那个时候我就必须要自己退下来想一想，我有没有跟他们解释清楚我的期待是什么，我有没有对他们公平
？Or what about unforgiving punishment? In other words, you know, the child might say, "I'm sorry, I'm sorry, Dad, I'm sorry, I'm sorry." Well, we'll see.
那第四个不好的管教方法就是我们不原谅我们的小孩。有的小孩子已经跟我们说了，爸爸到不好，对不起，我已经错了，然后可是。我们做家长却还是说，哼，那我要再看看。
Or what about humiliating, especially in front of others?
那有的时候我们的方法就是羞辱了我们的小孩，特别是在众人面前。
You know, and I think that happens a lot in Asian circles when we talk about our kids.
那我想这种现象可能在我们的亚洲文化里边更普遍。当我们谈到小孩的时候
，It's like, oh yeah, 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 my child, they're not as good, and we say that in front of them.
Yeah, 我们有时候就是哎，我们家小孩哎，真是的不行啊。而且呢，我们是当着他的面啊，在别人面前。
And so what that does is disheartens them.Fathers, do not dishearten your children.
So, you know, we do this with our children. It really makes them very disheartened.
I want to show you a video that I found online. If you can make sure that the sound is up on the video, this girl—it's about a girl. She's studying for SATs, and you know, in Asian circles, college scores are very, very important.But I want you to watch this video.
So, I want to show you a video that I found online. It's about a girl. She's studying for SATs, and you know, in
Today's the day that the SAT2 scores are posted. I am really pumped to find out what it is because they're supposed to be my last SATs I'm ever supposed to take, unless they're bad. I got 780 on Math 2, US History got 640, but French I got a 490. It was so hard, Dad.
I wish you could pass 400-500. In December, we'll do two more.SAT subject test.
Okay. The next SATs are a month from now. I'm sick of the SATs. I don't ever want to take them ever again in my entire life.
How many did you ignore?
Two.
You just ignore two. It's 50, you got correct.
Yes.
60, you're perfectly sure.
I'm perfectly sure.
Okay, sometimes you make some mistakes.
Hopefully, both of them, she can get it, 700.
I'm scared. If I don't do well, Dad's gonna be really mad.
Oh my gosh! Oh my god, Dad's gonna be so happy! I'm just so sick of you both!
Dad, I got a 760 on both of them. Okay. He told me he wished I could have gotten an 800.
Talk about disheartened.
呀、yeah, ，大家看看，这就是什么叫做使人灰心丧气。
You know, when I watched that video, it just broke my heart.
其实我看这个 video 的时候，我都感觉自己心都碎了。
You know, that's how when we keep expecting without encouraging.
就是我们不停的对我们的小孩有要求，却从不鼓励他们。
You know, as parents, I don't blame the parents for wanting their kids to do better. That's our job, right?
所以我们的工作就是鼓励他们要做得更好。
But we have to celebrate. We have to celebrate and encourage. Celebrate their small victories and keep encouraging them.
但是与此同时，我们要跟他们一起庆祝他们所取得的每一步前啊，每一个进步，要鼓励他们。
And this is what I've seen some parents do also. They use their love as a tool for motivation. If you don't do well, I won't love you.
所以就是我有时候看到家长们就把这个爱作为了一个工具，就说如果你做得不好，我就不爱你了。
No, it can't be that way. You need to always encourage. You can criticize, but you always have to encourage.
那我们不应当这样子。我们可以批评小孩，但是不论是怎么时候，都要鼓励他们。
Otherwise, your kids will be disheartened. They will think I'm never ever going to be good enough.
否则的话，你的小孩会非常的灰心丧气。他最终他就会认为自己啊，我永远都没有办法做到好。
I don't have much time. This is a YouTuber that I just found online recently. He's an ABC. He actually, not anymore, ARC. He grew up in Shanghai and he's living in California now.
那这是我在 YouTube 上找到另外一个视频啊。这个小男生他是在上海长大的，现在住在加州。
But he made this observation about his peers, his ABC peers.
但是他观察到他周围这些在美国出生的小孩子的同龄人是怎样的。
He says his peers in high school they studied so hard they were not allowed to go out with their friends, go play. It was all about grades.
他说这些小孩子真是学习很用功，根本就没有时间跟朋友出去玩。他们所关注的一切只有一个，就是成绩。
Good grades to get to a good school.
好成绩进好学校。
Study hard in your school.
在学校里再拼命学习
，get a good job，
找到好工作。
So once they get there, okay, things are good.
所以如果一个小孩能够走到那一步，他们就觉得啊，好吧。
Then what do the parents say?
然后他们的父母说什么呢？
How come you have no boyfriend? How come no girlfriend? Where's my grandchildren?
说、so, 你的女朋友呢？我的孙儿呢？
How disheartening.
你说这样的做法会不会啊、多么让小孩伤心？
But instead, the Bible tells us that fathers, you need to nurture, you need to love, you need to encourage your children.
但是圣经教导我们说，做父亲的，你们要养育孩子，要爱他们，要鼓励他们。
Teach them who they are in relation to Christ, what their identity in Christ is.
你要教导他们，他们在耶稣基督里的身份是什么。
Give them perspective of their place in God's kingdom.
要让他们看到他们在神国度里的位置。
I think about my role as a father. I think I have 17 or 18 years.To prepare my kids to face the world.
所以我想到我自己作为父亲的角色，我大概还需要有17、18年的时间。我有17、18年的时间来预备我的小孩，然后他们才进入世界。
In fact, I see my role as different from my wife.
那我看自己的角色跟我看我太太角色是不一样的。
For example, if my daughter Amy, she comes to me and she, Dad, I got a scrape.
比方说我的女儿 Amy 来找我说啊，爸爸你看我这里有一个伤。
Okay, so if it was my wife, she'd say, oh, okay, I'll get you a band-aid and, you know.
啊，如果是我太太会说啊，好啊好啊，我给你拿一个 band-aid 来。
For me, it's like, okay, let me see.
如果是我就说啊啊好，那我先看看。
Okay, you're not bleeding to death, that's good.
好，你还没有到流血致死的地步，还不错。
Okay, Wow, that's a pretty good scar. That's a good battle scar.
Wow, 我想你这个受伤好像是这个争夺的时候受伤吧。
So for me, it's like, you know, helping my girls, like, you can do it, you know. It's life is not that bad. You have the ability to move through your difficulties.
所以我的初衷就是说，我想鼓励我的女儿，你可以做到的，你这些困难你都可以胜过的。
So, you know, as fathers, we need to nurture, we need to help them, we need to help them grow.Be ready for the world.
所以做父亲的角色就是要养育他们，让他们做好能够面对这个世界的准备。
Last thing, I just want to read to you a confession of a Christian father, when he looks back on how and what he did.
所以我这里想给大家读一个基督徒父亲他的忏悔。
My family's all gone, the kids are all gone. But if I had to do it all over again, this is what I would do. I would love my wife more in front of my children.I would laugh with my children more at our mistakes, at our joys. I would listen more, even to the littlest child. I would be more honest about my weaknesses, never pretending perfection. I would pray differently for my family, especially instead of focusing on them, I'd focus on me. In other words, I pray for myself as a father. I would do more things together with my children. I would encourage them more and bestow more praise. I would pay more attention to little things like deeds and words and thoughtfulness. And then finally, if I had to do it all over again, I would share God more intimately with my family. Every ordinary thing that happened in every ordinary day, I would use to direct them to God. Oh. We're short on time, so I'll move on.
Yeah.
So, you know, so as we come to the end,
最后
you know, we have questions to ask ourselves.
我们需要问自己问题。
Well, first thing I want to say that, you know, I believe that the ministry of C4 will be more effective because of the testimonies of the families.
我个人相信，如果我们教会的家庭有更多的见证啊，我们教会的施工会更有果效。
More than the programs or the events that we have.
啊，我们有更多的节目。
When the community looks at C4 and they hear about families, I think the testimony of the families will do much more.Than the programs that we hold here at the church.
如果我们周围的社区能够更多的了解、知道我们家庭的见证，我相信我们所做的事工一定能够比这些节目所做的要更有
效。So we must ask ourselves, husbands and wives, are we submitting ourselves to the Lord?
所以我们做太太的、做丈夫的都要问自己：我顺服主吗
？Wives, in saying that I am submitting to Christ, am I also submitting myself to my husband's leadership?
做太太要问自己，我既然顺服了主基督，我有没有同样顺服我的丈夫？
Husbands, as I say, I'm submitting myself to Christ, am I loving and encouraging and helping my wife to blossom to be the beautiful woman of God that she should be?
做丈夫的应当问自己，我既然顺服了基督，我有没有像基督一样去爱我的太太，使得她的生命能够得到丰盛的绽放，成为一个神所预备她要成为的女子的样子。
Children, am I living in obedience, or am I dishonoring and disrespecting my parents?
做儿女的要问自己，我是否有悖逆？我是否没有听从父母？我是否没有尊重我的父母
？Fathers and mothers,
做父亲的、做母亲的要问自己
，Am I being fair and reasonable in my discipline and training? Is my training helping my children have a worldview with God in it?
要问自己，在我自己那个训练和管教我孩子的时候，我所做的对他们是否公平、是否合理？我有没有教导他们要在神国度里的位置是怎样
？And not just God in it, God as the center of it.
就是要以神为中心。
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Father, we believe that you want to use our church.
主要我们相信你要使用我们的教会。
We believe that you want to use our church in this community.
我们知道你要在这个社区使用我们的教会。
So Lord, we pray for our families. We pray for our marriages.
主要所以我们为我们的家庭，为我们的婚姻祷告。
Where transformation is needed, that you would begin to transform.
主要我们真的是需要更新，被你更新。
So that we would have a good testimony around our community.
所以我们才能在我们的社区当中有好的见证。
If we're families, we're husbands and wives, love each other and care for each other, and where children are honoring and respectful of their parents.
站在了婚姻见证里边，夫妻能够彼此相爱，做儿女的能够尊重父母。
In your son's name we pray. Amen.
我们是奉耶稣基督的名祷告。Amen.